Speaking on behalf of a group of Western countries at the signing ceremony in Khartoum yesterday, the U.S. Ambassador to Sudan, John Guthrie, welcomed the deal and urged parties to continue dialogue to reach a final agreement. Guthrie told reporters that the restoration of a civilian-led government is the only way the U.S. and other partners would resume economic assistance to Sudan, which they suspended following the coup in October 2021.
Quad and Troika members support this Sudanese-led process and condemn spoilers attempting to restrict political space and undermine Sudan's stability and democratic transition. A concerted effort to finalize negotiations and reach agreement quickly to form a new civilian-led government is essential to address Sudan's urgent political, economic, security, and humanitarian challenges. This is the key to unlocking the resumption of international development assistance and deeper cooperation between the government of Sudan and international partners.
The Quad and Troika are made up of Norway, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Guthrie reiterated the U.S. and other partners stand ready to support a civilian-led government in Sudan, which would put the country on a path to democratic transition again following a military coup in October last year.
We are working with partners to coordinate significant economic support to a civilian-led transitional government to help address the challenges facing the people of Sudan. There is now a credible path to a final agreement that would take Sudan out of its current political process. We respectfully urge all Sudanese stakeholders to seize that opportunity.
But Africa expert Cameron Hudson says despite the international and regional accolades, the agreement leaves a lot to be desired.
When you peel back the details of this agreement, you see that the military and the RSF have remained independent of the state, have retained their powers, and will continue to do so. This is not, I think, an agreement that suggests in any way that the military and associated forces had any intention of reforming themselves or their relationship with the state. And the fact of the matter is as the agreement was being signed, the military was firing tear gas at protesters not 1 mile away from where this agreement was being signed.
Hudson says Sudan's regional partners have different interests for supporting Monday's deal. He says the U.S. and other Western partners might be a bit too desperate to make progress on restoring a civilian-led government in Sudan.
I think it's a massive embarrassment for the international community, which had donor conferences and which celebrated Sudan's civilian transition 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's a huge embarrassment, not only that that transition failed, but that for the last year they have been unable to dislodge the military from its hold on power and been unable to walk back the coup. And so I think that Western embassies are really desperate to show progress, and they believe that any deficiencies in this agreement can be made up for in subsequent rounds of negotiations.
Hudson says to make this agreement credible, the international community should have put significant pressure on the military to honor it by pledging serious consequences for spoilers.
If we want to apply real pressure, and I don't think that the economy is real pressure, then obviously there remain options. We can put in place a sanctions regime that would target anyone undermining this agreement, anyone not implementing this agreement fully. We can put in place consequences right now in order to support this deal and to prevent spoilers. But we have to just be clear-eyed about the fact that this document was written by spoilers. It was signed by spoilers. So for us to be thinking now about how do we prevent this agreement from being spoiled, well, we've sort of missed the whole point of this.
Parties to Monday's framework agreement agreed to continue negotiating a final agreement to establish a civilian-led government and get the country back on a path to democratic transition. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.